I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. An out-of-town elderly couple driving a minivan were killed in a two-vehicle accident with a semi-truck on US 380 just outside of Roswell on Tuesday. Chavez County Undersheriff Charles Islas elaborates.
It appeared that it went underneath, somewhat underneath the rear portion of the trailer during the course of the impact of the accident. After checking on both individuals, both were at the scene, and they were from out of state. They were on a trip. It was early in the morning. State police is handling the accident reconstruction and investigation.
It's opening day for the new Covenant Hospital in Hobbs. It officially begins operations today. The hospital has been planning the move for more than a year, establishing plans, redoing those plans, and other challenges, such as replacing former CEO Dan Springer, who left in January of this year. Republican candidate for governor of New Mexico, Mark Ronchetti, will be in Hobbs for a meet and greet at the Baymont by Wyndham Hotel at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Lee County Republican Chair Carol Parrish tells us more.
We'd like for you to come on out and meet Mark. He's doing a quick swing through several counties. I believe he starts out in Cruces that morning and into Eddy County and into here and on beyond. Also, if you need information on any of our candidates, you know, we're keeping our headquarters open here in Hobbs. The Republican headquarters is at 1776 North Turner here in Hobbs. And we're here from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. Right now, that's Monday through Friday.
Again, that meet and greet for Mark Ronchetti is at the Baymont Hotel, 3510 North Central, 4 p.m. on Sunday in Hobbs. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.